L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go make a killing.
All right.
Welcome to the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
It's 10 to the 5 to the 4, play 1, touchdown! Touchdown!
The sharpest football contest show in the land.
I'll take the action. My Birds, Benjamin Franklin's team, favored by 1.5 points. I'll give you 3 more.
You're now riding shotgun with 2 former contest winners in Brady Cannon and James Salinas. And getting a former player's perspective with 9-year NFL veteran Mike Pritchard.
Let's go! Let's go!
As they guide you through strategy, process, and your contest picks each and every week of the season.
I do like the idea of a parlor.
Now here's your host, Brady Cannon.
Welcome in, everybody, and welcome back. Yes, indeed, it is the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by our friends at Circus Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. I am Brady Cannon, along with Mike Pritchard and James Salinas. Gentlemen, great to have you back here for Week 7 in the NFL. We are nearing the halfway point of the season, believe it or not. Let's take a look at what happened in Week 6. Pretty good week for the show here as we went 3-2 in both the Westgate Super Contest and the Circus Sports Million. The consensus in the Circus Sports Million, a good week for the consensus in Circa for the first time all season. They went 4-1. Now, their overall record still 12-18 overall in the Circus Sports Million consensus plays. In the Westgate Super Contest, the consensus went 2-3. The overall record there for the 5 most popular picks, 12-17-1. Almost identical records now between the two contests. If all you did, guys, was wait until Saturday morning to make your bets and fade the consensus, you're hitting about 59%. Not too shabby. We are a game under 500 in the Circus Sports Million. We're a game over 500 in the Westgate Super Contest, obviously batting about 500. Time to turn the corner, gentlemen, and let's dive right in. James, I will start with you. What's a game or two that are kicking around in your head this week?
I'm going to start. Now we're getting into injuries. We know we're, like you said, approaching the midway point of the season, and scheduling factors into some of my handicap as well as injuries. And while we were just debating as far as what our 5 consensus plays were going to be for our contest, I think I'm going to try to advocate for us a game that we didn't talk a whole lot about, but due to some injuries, some factors here on the Seahawks looking at the Falcons. Now, in the Circa Million, they are -3. In the Super Contest, they're actually 2.5. So maybe trying to advocate for the home team here in the Falcons, laying the 2.5, more so because of the matchup. I think we've seen from the Seahawks still a work in progress defensively for McDonald's team, and now a lot of injuries, especially in places that are not a good matchup, having a matchup with the Falcons. They are down. I think we're looking at the corners. I don't even know who's going to start a corner on the other side for the Seattle Seahawks if you're looking at this defensive matchup. And I think looking at this depth chart, I mean, this is really going to be a struggle, I think, for the Seahawks to go on the road and have to go match up with this passing attack that I think we're really starting to find for the Atlanta Falcons. Finding his way out there is this offense passing the football, also rushing the football, Pritch. And I think for this offense, having to go up against a secondary, in particular on the corners, that are down, I mean, there's really, I don't know who's left here. I'm looking at their depth chart. I know that Artie Burns just went on IR there. Now Witherspoon's going to be the only starter there. Nehemiah Pritchett, the fifth round pick, is going to have to step in on the right side at corner. They are missing Brown. They are really banged up without Woolen as well. Pritch, I know you're familiar with both of these two teams here. Can I get you to come on my side here, thinking about the Falcons at home, at least in the Super Contest, -2.5, based on some of these injuries on the defensive side in that secondary for the Seahawks?
Yeah, James, it is the Pritchett Bowl, right? I mean, both of my former teams right there. You know, it's interesting. I like the game for the Falcons, you know, from a contest standpoint. One, we're looking at laying 3, and the other one, like you said, 2.5, which is more attractive, obviously. But I'd lay the 3, to be honest with you. Not only the injuries from the Seahawks standpoint, the Falcons have benefited this season so far from having a lot of home games, right? And you think about Kirk Cousins at this point right now, too. It's like he's the savior of that team. I mean, they've been coveting and wanting a quarterback for so long. And now that they feel like they have one, and Kirk Cousins is certainly a leader for all that offensive firepower that the Falcons have right there on that side of the ball. You know, the Seahawks, defensively, they are a work in progress. I think with a new head coach, a new scheme, and James, you mentioned all the injuries. I mean, that's going to be a challenge just to communicate. And I'm with you. I think they got a guy named D. Williams. I want to nickname him Billy D. Williams just because. But he's a guy. He's just a guy out there. How creative can they be? And we are so into the adjustment side of things when it comes to the game now, right? We're in October, the midway point of October. And so adjustments are going to be so key. And with these key injuries, with multiple injuries, I mean, that's going to be hard to get to in terms of what you want to get to when you have these adjustments taking place throughout the game. So I like the Falcons for a lot of reasons, Brady. Another game I was looking at, too, I'll throw this one out real quick. It was the Raiders and the Rams. You know, Devontae Adams, he's gone now. But there's a lot of vets on this team that, you know, they see the writing on the wall in terms of what's going on with this franchise. They don't even know if the head coach is coming back next year. They don't even know what the owner is thinking about when it comes to the franchise. They know that he wants to win, and that's not happening. And they also know that they want a quarterback. In order to get a quarterback in today's NFL, you got to be within the top 10. So front office, they might not mind losing a game or two. And certainly that'll trickle down into the locker room. And you know, if you're a free agent, you're going to make those business decisions like Anthony Pierce talked about before, Antonio Pierce talked about before. And I think that keeps on going. And then you have the Rams that are getting healthy and they're well-coached. You know, Matthew Stafford, I think from a quarterback standpoint, certainly misses some of those weapons that could come back for him this week against the Raiders. And look, you're going to have more Raider fans in the stands, and they know that. To me, that irks the Rams mightily. I think they show up for this one as well. It's a big number, though. It's a big number to lay in the contest. Brady, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I'm with you. My numbers come to the Raiders as being the play to make here. And I think it's, you know, a little bit understandable seeing the Rams laying a touchdown. It's all the way to a 7 now in the live market, and that feels like a lot. Now, we talked about this earlier, too. The Rams may be the healthiest they've been all season. They still don't have Puka Nacua, but it looks like Cooper Kupp will be back. And if you remember, even at the beginning of the season, they were banged up. They started out week one, you know, pretty injured. And here they are now pretty healthy. But still, it feels like a lot to lay with this team. And from a number standpoint, the Raiders feel like the play to make. However, the numbers don't tell the story, what you're talking about, Mike, the feeling in the locker room, what the front office has in mind, who now includes, by the way, a minority owner in Tom Brady, who has a relationship with Shedeur Sanders, who could be maybe the Raiders' next quarterback. So there's a lot going on here that has me not wanting to play the Raiders. I don't know if I'm going to play the Rams either. And then I'll go back to the Pritchett Bowl, the Seahawks and the Falcons, and obviously the 2.5, much more advantageous there in the Super Contest and laying the 3 for the circa million. But it was the last couple of seasons. It hasn't really reared its head this year. It's kind of been the Detroit Lions this year. But for the last couple of seasons, the teams that play the San Francisco 49ers, the following week, they were losing like every week. They only won a couple of times the last couple of seasons, and that just speaks to how physical that game was against the San Francisco 49ers. Like I say, that trend has kind of picked up with the Detroit Lions this year, not so much with the 49ers, but Seattle, even though they have extra rest, you know it's a division matchup. It's always a physical battle there with the San Francisco 49ers. Now they will go into Atlanta on the road, and they're even more banged up than they were last week. So adding injury to injury there, maybe the physical nature of that Niner game, and now they are so beaten up. We'll see if we get there on the Atlanta Falcons by the end of the show, guys. But I am not necessarily, I don't want to play Seattle. Let's put it that way, right? You're not going to jump on that team with that laundry list of injuries, no?
No. Billy D. Williams can't cover anybody. Come on.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of games to cover here as the show rolls on from both the against the spread perspective.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Perspective, and also from a circus survivor angle. We'll be right back with more of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show, presented by Circus Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Brady Cannon, James Salinas, and Mike Pritchard with you, continuing the Week 7 NFL discussion. And guys, a game that jumped out to me early in the week, you both know that I make my own lines, and then I like to compare it. I don't look at a thing. I just kind of, you know, try and make an educated guess, and then I look at where the lines are. And one that jumped off the page to me early was the Green Bay Packers. I made the number 4.5 in favor of Green Bay, and I was surprised to see that it opened at 3, and there's actually been a little of activity that has taken it to 2.5. It is 2.5 in the Circus Sports Million contest. It is 3 in the Super contest. We had our discussion. You guys were kind of on the same page with me here. We've gone against the Texans a couple times, in our favor, and not so much a couple times throughout this season. Last week in particular, the Texans showed up, but I don't know if a win against the Patriots is really telling you the whole story about this team. I think for the most part, they have underachieved. I also, going through my numbers later in the week, found out, you know, this Packers defense is pretty darn good. You know, you look at Jordan Love, these wide receivers, the running game with Josh Jacobs, but the defense is really getting it done as well. We know Lambeau's a tough place to play. I like the Packers here just off, most of all, off of my initial reaction, where I was 1.5, 2 points different from the actual line, James.
Brady, it's one of my favorite plays on the board. I like the Packers both ways, 2.5 and 3. With Jordan Love now, I think, fully healthy, and seeing how it's been really interesting to see the Packers offense and how they've been able to adjust from week to week based on their skill set of who they have, and knowing when Love wasn't there, how they changed their offensive philosophy to be that that grind it out and let's be more physical than you for four quarters and rushing the football, which they did. And they were very successful that way. To now being able to open the offense up, along with being able to run inside the tackles and run right at you. And I think that's going to be the issue for the Texans in this game is this defense is pretty banged up. They're going to be without five starters on the defensive side of the football, including their top two tacklers in the middle of the field at their linebacker positions. I think that's going to be really key and crucial for this team having to go on the road. Short number. I really feel like you talked about your number being at 4.5. I'm not the one that really makes numbers, but I think in this case here, these numbers are short in favor of the Packers. So I like both sides in the contest. So I think that's definitely going to make our card, fellas. And then another game and that I'm looking at and that I'm going to advocate for. And I know that these are scheduling spots that I look for, and this is the perfect spot for me in this sense. Not a perfect team and not a perfect game, but looking at the Dolphins. And I like the Dolphins here coming off their bye. Yeah, I know we've got issues on the offensive side when it comes to throwing the football for the Miami Dolphins with Tua being out and being out for the last month. But this is a spot here. It's more of a scheduling spot that I favor for the Dolphins coming off their bye and playing a Colts team now, going on the road, but playing a Colts team that you look at this schedule that we've seen for the Indianapolis Colts. And I think if Flacco was playing, and he's not going to play, Richardson is back. He's had a full practice. He has been designated as the starting quarterback, and that's really the fade. We kind of got out of this one last week when they played Tennessee because I like Flacco. And what we've seen, and we saw Flacco again be able to come through on the road for this Colts team and be able to throw the football down the field and make plays for them and be more of a two-dimensional football team. Well, in this case here, it's Richardson going to play quarterback again. We know that they're not going to have their starting running back there again for the Colts. I think that's going to be a challenge, not having Taylor back there, and it's all on Richardson to have to make plays both with his legs and throwing the football. This scheduling spot is really what I'm looking at mostly, though, Pritch, and thinking about from a divisional standpoint for the Colts. They're coming off back-to-back road division games at Jacksonville, at Tennessee, and then they have what's on deck, another road divisional game against Houston. So this one packaged in with Miami. Everybody's already written off Miami. I'm not saying Miami's going to come back and this is going to be a playoff team, but from a scheduling standpoint here, I really like the Dolphins plus the 3, Pritch, based on where the schedule lays for the Colts.
Yeah, a couple things here. Miami is what, minus 53 point differential right now. Their offense is horrible. And then defensively, really not what they should be. I mean, they're banged up on that side of the ball. We knew that coming into the year. What's strange about this game is that if Flacco was starting, I'd be like, why are we picking the Dolphins, right? I mean, that's crazy to think about. Like, that's just crazy to think about. The backup quarterback would make me change my mind. But the fact that their starter is out there and we're going to fade the starter, and Anthony Richardson, he has not played a lot of football. We know that. He's challenged in terms of throwing the football. We know that. And now he's banged up, too. He's playing with injuries. And so that's the trifecta that I have no idea why, from an organizational standpoint, Indianapolis Colts would do that other than the fact that, hey, they drafted this guy. And we know that he's going to be our quarterback in the future. At least we hope that to be the case. They want to run the football. And I think Shane Steichen loves the six eligibles aspect of his offense, which AT not really full speed. The offensive line banged up too. They're going to have to use Anthony Richardson to run the football a bit. But again, you're risking more injury. Maybe we see Flacco in this game, which kind of scares me a little bit, to be honest with you. Because the guy is—he's a pocket passer, and they get to certain things. With the Dolphins reeling, what the Dolphins need to do is they need to run the football. You know, you think about McDaniel, the head coach, and his background. He was a run game coordinator with the 49ers, but he's pass happy when Tua was out there, and you got Waddle, and you got certainly Tariq Hill. I get it, but you're not the same offense. You don't have Tua, and certainly who's ever playing quarterback is not going to be able to be prolific that way. So run the football. I think if they do that, they simplify the game. Therefore, maybe a chance to with the points right there. So I like to play only because of the quarterback situation. But man, if Flacco appears, guys, I might be burning up your phone.
Yeah, if Anthony Richardson gets hurt in the first quarter, we're dead there with Joe Flacco coming in. But
we just bet the other side, fellas. Live bet the other side. I know it's a contest show, but we also are fine with each Sunday. Yes,
we know
that's a way to get ourselves off of it and make some money.
Well, I don't think we're alone in our thinking at all. I talked to a lot of sharp guys throughout the week, and I think everybody feels that Flacco is the lesser of two evils, maybe if you want to put it that way, but certainly the better quarterback for the Colts. But we understand they got to go with, you know, a guy they drafted. I think it was, what, third overall or something like that. And he does have a lot of upside. He's a heck of an athlete, but I don't think he's there yet. And I would rather bet against him. And then, James, you brought that up. I didn't notice that off the top, but the scheduling spot, that kind of does it all for me. And not only is it a sandwich between division games, but next...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally managed to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Well, that bogus beware of dogs sign, keep your home safe. What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Next up, they play the Houston Texans in Houston, who... it's a rematch. They already lost to Houston earlier in the year. They got to be looking ahead possibly a little bit to that game. More to come. Two big games. The Chiefs, the 49ers, the Lions, the Vikings when we return.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. Brady Cannon, James Salinas, and Mike Pritchard here with you. A couple marquee games in NFL Week 7 this week. And, of course, that is the Detroit Lions taking on the Minnesota Vikings, a division game. The Detroit Lions coming off of that thrashing of the Dallas Cowboys last week. Minnesota coming out of a bye. They're undefeated. Oh, by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs are also out of a bye and undefeated. And they will meet up with the San Francisco 49ers, the team they took care of in the Super Bowl last year. Guys, you know I've expressed it here on the show before. We were talking about it last week. The team that goes into the bye week on a roll, both the Minnesota Vikings and the Kansas City Chiefs, are unblemished so far this year. They go into a bye week at 5-0. The worst thing you can do for a team on the roll is stop that momentum. Now, I think you can argue the Chiefs haven't been playing that great, yet they still are 5-0. Then there's the Andy Reid off of a bye factor and that whole thing. It always feels like the Chiefs beat the team in the playoffs when it matters, but then that team comes back and gets revenge in the regular season. That would put you on the 49ers. We've seen the market shift towards the 49ers as far as the line's concerned in this game. The Lions, they lose Aiden Hutchinson, a little bit of a fallen hero theory. Does the locker room rally around that? The Vikings, they were perfect going into that bye week. Now they have a division game on the other side. Mike, there's a lot of things to think about in both of these games that I find very interesting.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at the Lions on these games, I mean, they're identical too, right? When you think about it, and the respect for the books. So, like, I'm not a power ranking guy, but I would say that these four teams would lead the list, right? Whatever order you want to go in. And so they're marquee matchups. I'll start with the Chiefs at San Francisco, because you know, Chiefs getting points on the road. I don't think about Levi Stadium as being a home field advantage for San Francisco, but you mentioned that, Brady. I think when you lose a Super Bowl to the Chiefs like that, that crowd is going to be in it. That crowd is going to bring energy. It's more of a revenge game for the crowd than it is for the fellas on the field. I mean, you just like to get the victory. And the Chiefs, like you said, I mean, they are still experimenting, even though they are undefeated. Now, Andy Reid off a bye, it could be a completely different offense, right? The element of surprise is on their side when it comes to this matchup. And they have the ultimate competitor, the Chiefs. So under a field goal, oh, man, how do you not take the Chiefs, really? Because the guy with the ball in his hands, you want the ball to be in Mahomes' hands at the end of the game, if you can get it that way, because he'll come through for you. So it's hard to pick against the Chiefs. I'll say that, even if it is on a road in a hostile environment. And then the Vikings, they are an outlier. I mean, I know the Washington Commanders are an outlier, but the Vikings are an outlier because nobody expected them in the toughest division to be undefeated at this point. But they are facing the Lions, which I believe is a complete football team, one of the best football teams out there. On all three levels, offensively, they can get after you. They can pick their poison in terms of how they want to game plan you and get there. Now, the Vikings defense is a problem, though, right? And so Goff, he's going to have to be on top of his game. There's no pressure on Darnold, and I think that's why he's playing at a very, very high level, James. But those two games, you know, if I'm picking between those two, I feel like I have a better edge with the Chiefs, only because of number 15, that quarterback is incredible.
No, it's hard to bet against him, right? Every time you seem like you think this is the chance to fade the Chiefs, what happens?
Yeah. And he's getting points.
and you're getting a couple points, and the fact that Mahomes is 4-0 against the 49ers. We know two of those games were in the Super Bowls, including last year. But the last time they played in San Francisco 2 years ago, I think San Francisco might have been getting a couple points. I can't remember what the number was, but I think I had San Francisco in that game, and the Chiefs just laid it on them, especially in the second half. They put up 30 points. And Mahomes threw for over 400 yards against San Francisco in that game 2 years ago at Levi Stadium. So I don't have a good feel for this. I would probably lean your way too, as far as the Chiefs goes, more so because I don't want to bet against Mahomes, but also San Francisco is really banged up in a number of key areas. We already know the offensive injuries for Kansas City at some of the skill spots and Pacheco and not having Rice anymore in the passing game, but San Francisco's banged up at running back as well as some of the defensive line. So just some key injuries here. I think if anything, it's not a contest play, but I like the under. I thought the number came out at 47.5. I thought that was kind of high for two teams that really struggle offensively in the red zone to finish. And then the other side, Brady, where you talked about I could lean towards the Lions here, but I'm interested in really just watching this game. It's going to be a great matchup there in the NFC North. And that's going to be a show me, prove it to me game. I like both teams, so I'm interested to see that game. No play for me. I can't recommend a side in either of that game, especially with the Lions going up.
I do like the Lions. I think the bye comes at a bad time for Minnesota. I think the Hutchinson thing is real. And the Lions are certainly a very good play with a teaser. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, the second half is underway. We've come out of the locker room, and it's time to shift over to Circa Survivor talk. We'll continue to break down the games, but there are four in particular that stick out when you're talking Survivor. Not a whole lot of carnage last week, guys. The public made some hay against the sports books as the favorites came through in a massive way. Not a lot of eliminations in the Circa Survivor contest. I think only about 5 or 6 entries were eliminated. Now down to a total of 216. The inherent value of that ticket that you bought over the summer for $1,000 now worth about $66,000. The four teams with the biggest spreads this week, the Washington Commanders taking on the Panthers, the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Raiders. We spoke about that one a little bit earlier, the Buffalo Bills at home against the Titans, and then also the Jaguars over in London for the second straight week hosting the New England Patriots. Michael, I know you, Survivor really intrigues you quite a bit. Where are you going this week, my friend?
Oh, man, Brady, it's onion check time. To be honest, it's great. I mean, it's mid-October. It's not mid-November. It's not, you know, coming close, approaching Christmas. This is 200 people, and we're in mid-October. And you think about the teams that everybody's used so far, too. And I would love to hear the breakdowns of, you know, entries and people, how many entries, multiple entries do they have, right, at this point, and what they would do with them. I say onion check time, because will you really select the Jaguars across the pond, as they say? I mean, that team is so bad. And, you know, you think about the Bills even. The Bills coming off, and I'll go here, the Bills coming off a tremendous victory. And the style of play that they had against the Jets and Aaron, right? And the spotlight too. And that kind of game can galvanize a team, can really make them come together. What I saw the Bills do is what I thought they were going to be consistent with. And that was a physical aspect, a team that wanted to embrace a critical moment, because the Bills have folded in those instances before. The pedigrees just has not been there, right? And that's why they faltered in the playoffs and haven't made a Super Bowl with this incredible quarterback. But what I saw emerge is just a physical, the willingness to be physical, the willingness to mix it up offensively and defensively. I mean, I saw some inspired performances just from a running back to where, okay, you're injured and you know, you're in the tub. No, you're not. You're going to get ready. You're going to get better in a hurry. You're going to get back out there on the field. Cook, I'm talking to you, and you want to participate because your job might be taken. That right there, if you have that on a roster, that you have something. You have a lot. You have a great component that I think that can lead you deep into the playoffs. So it's a big number here with this football team. I think I haven't seen the evidence that they're consistent with playing that way, though. They get up for the Jets. They get up for Aaron, you know, stuff like that. But will they get up for the Titans, who, by the way, are made up that way too? You know, from an offensive line standpoint, from a defense standpoint, they like to play physical and they want to play physical. So we'll see if Buffalo can show up again that way. But from our contest point of view, not Fiverr, you know, the other side of that is attractive to me. I mean, the Titans getting that many points, even with their quarterback situation, that's something I can't look past at this point.
Taking the 9.5. I agree. I think this is another one of those scheduling spots for me. And you mentioned last week coming off a Monday Night Football win on the road, big divisional win for the Buffalo Bills to cement themselves as the leader in their division at the AFC East. But thinking about where the Bills have been over the last a handful of weeks, if you think about when they started the season, week two, they've played 4 out of the last 5 weeks have been prime time. So week two, they play at Miami on a Thursday night primetime game. Then they switch home. They come home and throttle Jacksonville like most teams have done this season on Monday night. Then they have a big Sunday night game on the road at Baltimore, and they got totally hammered in that game and pushed around. And then I know that that game was not on primetime against Houston, but that was on the road, a big conference game, and then last week winning at New York. I just wonder, where is they've been playing it, having to be at such an emotionally high level week in and week out. Mm-hmm. Are they going to bring it this week against the lowly Titans? The Bills are the biggest favorite on the board on this card this week at 9.5. And the survivor mode, if I was looking to play one of the big team, that's probably the one I would go with. Bills playing at home just because of Levis, and eventually I think he'll find a way to give the ball away to the other side, but getting the 9.5, I definitely like that side for our contest play. And you mentioned another game. You mentioned the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New England Patriots. Does anybody have onion time and any gut check time in thinking about where you're at with the Jacksonville Jaguars right now being a favorite? 5.5 in the contest. I think currently there's 6. They're laying 6 across the board here. This is not a team that I'm going to trust right now. I don't know if does Peterson even get to fly home with the team. He might have to take a boat or a flight of ferry to get himself back across if they lose. And I mean, this is a team right now that is completely playing for themselves. It's a dysfunctional football team. Yes, they've been there to London. They've done it year in and year out. Well, how did that work out for them last week, Brady, when they played the Bears? They were never in that game and never in that contest. And I know it's the Patriots and it's not a good football team here, but do you trust if you're playing in Survivor this is a team here with Jacksonville, even though they've been there for 2 weeks. This just feels like, Brady, a team that is playing for themselves right now and really looking to just wondering when is the next coach going to be coming in? Because I think Peterson's days are numbered.
They are numbered for sure. And I'm kicking myself because I liked the Bears all along last week. And they were a favorite all week long. And then all of a sudden at the 11th hour, Jacksonville gets steamed. You know, people are landing on them, this second home over here in London. And it was the Bears from the get-go over there in London. We'll see if a second week in a row makes a difference for the Jaguars. But yeah, how can you lay points with this team? And you kind of alluded to it there, James. I think there's a ton of pressure on this team. There's a ton of pressure on this coach. Not for New England. They don't have any expectations. They're trying this new quarterback out who I thought did okay last week. Yeah, he threw a couple interceptions, but he also threw a few touchdowns too. The Patriots are just trying to improve, and I think they're playing hard. And it's a totally different mentality right now for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I wouldn't really trust them at all if I was playing Survivor here. The other big favorite is the Washington Commanders, and I talked about making my own lines. I made the Commanders a 10-point favorite. And this was a team I looked at early in the week going, okay, let's go against the Panthers again. Why not? But James, you alerted me to this in our pre-show discussion, and you're so good about keeping tabs on the injuries. Washington does have some injury concerns, and ultimately that kept us off this team from a contest perspective. Survivor, would you go there? I mean, they're going to beat the Panthers, aren't they, despite the injuries that they have?
Well, I think looking at where they are defensively, their defensive line is really a mess. And is this going to be the week right now where I think it's constantly been week in and week out? All right, is Carolina going to be able to get in that back door? Carolina going to be able to get in that back door? And on the other side, when does Washington actually hit their flat spot? They've been playing at such a high level. I don't think they realize they're not supposed to be playing to this capacity. They're not supposed to be playing at such a competitive level. Is this the week that they finally have a letdown, an emotional letdown, kind of a breather to say, well, we're playing the worst team in football, which I think Carolina is. From the contest perspective, we were really, that I thought about it. Can I take the number with Carolina? Maybe from this perspective here, where it's a young quarterback in this offense, just continuing to week in and week out, completely impress. And I think that's what kept me off of taking Carolina in the contest, getting the number from a Survivor standpoint. I think we've whacked out. If we were playing, we're not going to play the Jacksonville Jaguars playing the Patriots there. Would it be the Bills or would it be Washington? Which one would be your favorite that you'd want to jump into? And to the Survivor pool, Pritch, if we were playing this game, is it going to be Washington? Well, is it going to be the other side?
Well, what does it for me is like we knew Carolina's going to be ugly and bad, right? And they're 1-5 ATS. Think about that. They're horrible, but yet they're still 1-5 ATS. What did it for me and what does do it for me is when you think about New England, and New England right now is 1-4-1, but that's with Jacoby Brissett, right? It's not with Drake May. It's not with youthful enthusiasm. But then on top of that, Jacksonville's 2-4 ATS. And so they've been highly disappointing. Therefore, I think there's an edge right there, just from an ATS standpoint or an expectation standpoint out of how teams are playing at this point.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
You what, even with some of these big favorites, Survivor is tough. I think ultimately I'd probably have to go with the Buffalo Bills, even though we like taking the points with the Titans. All right, back with more in just a moment. Stick around. It's the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show, presented by Circa Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Brady Cannon, Mike Pritchard, and James Salinas with you, continuing to break down the games across the card, week 7 in the NFL. And we have arrived at Sunday Night Football, and this is a quirky one. Just like last week, you guys remember something smelled funny about the Ravens laying all those points, 7 points, 6.5, what have you, to the Commanders. And something smelled funny about the Chargers laying 3 points on the road. Well, both of those stinky sides came through. Sometimes people say, go where the stink is. The stink this week might be on the New York Jets. What are they doing as a road favorite at Pittsburgh? Mike, I'll throw this one to you. Where are you headed here in Pittsburgh on Sunday night?
Oh, Brady, man, I cannot wait to get to this game because I get it. There's some hype with the Jets. Certainly, hey, A-Ron, we talk about that, but now he's got his buddy, his Tay. Is that another name for teddy bear? I don't know. But his Tay is with him. And I guess this is going to make everything all right, certainly for the New York Jets. Now, will they be all right offensively? It's another weapon. He's a Hall of Famer. He's respected. But I don't know if that's going to just change the dynamic of the team. And it's the ultimate team game, right? We're talking about football. And defensively is where the concern is for me with the Jets and taking the Jets against Pittsburgh of all teams. I can go on and on and on about the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, and I believe Highsmith is going to be back. So now you got the bookends up front on that defensive line matched up against the Jets offensive line and a quarterback over 40. So, even with Tay, there's a challenge right there. But I won't even go there because everybody knows about the Steelers defense. Where I want to go is the Steelers offense and maybe why the line might be influenced. I mean, 4-2 ATS with Justin Fields. I was at the game last week against the Raiders. There is a physical dominance about this football team. When you are up in the stands and you're watching the Steelers, it's different than TV. It is different. When you're watching these guys unload on their opponent, I mean, you have to be willing to want that, or you have to be ready for that. Last week against Buffalo, the Jets weren't ready for that, right? How physical was Buffalo to the Jets? And we saw missed tackle after missed tackle defensively. And so now you've got Harris and you got Warren, and you might have Justin Fields playing running back too, if Russell Wilson is that quarterback. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers is going to have so many more options offensively, stuff that we have not seen before because of the return of Russell Wilson. So, you know, you give me Justin Fields as a slash type of player, he turns the game into a Pop Warner game anyway. He's an ultimate weapon. So I think people are missing out on the fact that they're underestimating the Steelers at all against the Jets, all because Tay is back with A-Rod.
Well, Pritch, I think for the Jets, it's all on Aaron Rodgers to have to win football games for him. And I don't think that's the case with the Pittsburgh Steelers, regardless of who's at the quarterback position. Fields played just fine enough. He didn't go in and lose football games for him. He wasn't turning the football over, making bad plays, really limited. I think they really scaled the offense back that Arthur Smith for Fields to ensure that wasn't going to be a pace, because they were going to play to their strengths, to the physicality and the nature of what the Pittsburgh Steelers are defensively. And I think coming into this matchup against the Jets, I mean, what do we see from Monday? We've seen it a few games, right? The Jets they're living off all the, I mean, and they're in New York, and they're obviously going to get plenty of run, media run, and Aaron Rodgers will as well. But watching that game last week against the Bills, you can say, oh, well, the Jets had opportunities to win, but they didn't. They didn't win the damn game. They had opportunities, but they let it slip through their hands because they couldn't make plays. They weren't very physical. They got pushed around defensively. That Bills rushing game was really impressive, getting up there and double teaming guys and just making big holes, pushing guys around. We saw that the physical nature of the Denver Broncos went in there and just absolutely shredded that offense and that offensive line for the Jets. The offensive line on the outside, they don't block well. They don't run block well. I don't think they're very fast defensively. And we've seen that they're not very physical either. So I think in this case here, now being as a 2-point favorite going on the road to Pittsburgh, this is going to be a close game. This is going to be a field goal game. Right now, do you trust the field goal kicker? Do you trust Zuerlein for the Jets to be able to make a clutch kick? And you know it's going to be windy there. It's always, they talk about, oh, it's always swirling around in New York in their stadium. Well, same thing does there in Pittsburgh. And Boswell's one I definitely would count on if you're talking about a close game here. I like the Steelers. I don't know how they're a favorite or they're a small dog here in this spot. I love the Steelers in this spot coming into this matchup. And thinking about going to Monday night. So we're talking about the primetime games. Looking at this Ravens and this Tampa game, it's a bad number. I don't want to lay 3.5 on the road. And again, I'll look at games and say, can I make a case for both sides? And if I can, I kind of move on from it. I can't make a case here for the Tampa Bay Bucs. This is not a team that I think it's that division. And we know that NFC South is just a quirky division, but now it's a 2-team race. It's just going to be the Tampa Bay Bucs and the Atlanta Falcons. And that's a big game that you're going to see on the schedule next Sunday with Tampa hosting the Falcons. Not that they're going to be looking ahead. They're going to host on Monday night. I'm sure they're going to be excited for that play in the Ravens here, Brady. But I think for this standpoint here for the Bucs, this is a team that I know they've run the football well the last couple of weeks, but this is not a good rushing offense. It's not a really good offensive line. Mike Williams did not practice, has yet to practice this week at the hamstring injury. And I think the other side right now with the Ravens, this team is really took them a couple of weeks to try to figure out how do we incorporate Derrick Henry into our offense. Well, they've definitely found out the last few weeks they have been dominant offensively, have the Baltimore Ravens. I think this is a great opportunity for the Ravens to be a statement on national TV, on the road, on Monday Night Football. I like them. I don't think we're going to lay it in the contest, laying that 3.5. It was 3. I'd definitely be more of an advocate for it, but I like the Baltimore Ravens at the spot on Monday.
Yeah, again, James, you pointed out the injury there. Mike Evans not practicing on Friday. Again, nursing that hamstring issue. We don't always have the greatest injury information on a Friday afternoon for a Monday night game. So, you know, wait and see on that one. Again, going back to the numbers that I make myself, I made this 3.5. Now, the wise guys, this opened up 4.5. And the wise guys jumped on the 4.5 with the Buccaneers early in the week. I understand that. 4.5 maybe is a little aggressive. But I made it 3.5, and that's where we are now. I think that's where it's going to close. I don't really see an edge from a number standpoint either way here. Yeah, you're not going to get rich laying 3.5 on the road the rest of your life. It is, you know, the protocol to take it with the hook there. But I'm with you, James. I'm still not completely sold on Tampa Bay.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
If you look at their numbers and what they've done so far, you would think they are better than maybe what the eye test is telling you. I don't think they're in the same company as the Ravens and the Lions and the Chiefs and the Niners. We will see on Monday night. One more segment to go. We'll reveal our picks and also the Dom DeMarco's prop money pizza play of the week when we return on the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. Brady Cannon, Mike Pritchard, and James Salinas with you. Time to get to the picks. We start with the Westgate Super Contest, and our five selections there will begin with the Atlanta Falcons laying 2.5, a key number there in the Westgate Super Contest. Falcons favored by 2.5 over Seattle. We're going to take the Tennessee Titans catching 9.5 against the Bills. The Packers laying 3 over the Houston Texans at Lambeau Field. The Dolphins traveling to Indianapolis catching 3 points. We're on the fish. And then finally, Sunday night, we're going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 2 points against the Jets. In the Circa Sports Million Contest, a little bit different. We're going to start in London. We're going to hold our nose and take the Patriots, catching 5.5 against the Jaguars. Titans plus 9.5. Packers minus 2.5. A different number there in the Circa Sports Million, but we are still on Green Bay. And then also the same with the Dolphins plus 3 and the Steelers plus 2. Now, for our Dom DeMarco's Pizzeria and Bar Pizza Money Prop Play of the Week. Don't forget, by the way, Dom DeMarco's every Monday night celebrity host doing a Monday night party there, talking betting and sports betting around the Monday night contest. A doubleheader for you this week at Dom DeMarco's. Our Pizza Money Prop Play of the Week. We're going to go to a game we have yet to discuss, and that is the Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Cleveland Browns. We're going to go under the rushing attempts for Zach Moss, under 11.5 rushing attempts for Zach Moss. And James, this is one you identified earlier today.
Yeah, I know it's not exciting to root for players not to get any touches, but I think that's what's going to end up happening here with Zach Moss versus Chase Brown. I think Chase Brown is a much more explosive player. He's averaging 5.5 yards per touch per carry, as opposed to Zach Moss, who's just averaging 3.6. And we saw it early on in the season, Zach Moss was getting the majority of the touches, put the ball on the ground in the red zone. Can't do that. And I think for Taylor, Coach Taylor there, there's no, he's not committed to it. So I think there's no really loyalty there. I think Chase Brown gives them a better chance to be more explosive in the run game. And I think that's where he's going to continue to see more opportunities and more snaps. He had more snaps last week and that game against the New York Giants than Zach Moss. And I think that trend continues. So for Zach Moss, with less opportunities to get on the field, let alone actually get the ball in his hands, Pritch, I think that's where, not exciting to watch and see Zach Moss on the bench, but I think that's more likely what we're going to see on Sunday in this matchup with the Browns.
Yeah, as a former player, I tend to look for props that, you know, over situations or guys are going to have excellent games, but I could totally see this one. You're right. There's a pucker factor out there with the Bengals right now. If you're not contributing, if you're putting the ball on the turf, you're going to be shelved or your opportunities are not going to be plentiful. That's for sure. So I like that. I mean, I think, you know, you have to get it wrapped up. We know what's going on with the Bengals at this point and certainly, you know, where they need to be. But, you know, Zach Moss under 11.5 rushing attempts, I definitely like that one.
Guys, I'll throw this out to you real quick. One game we did not touch on yet, and it's kind of an ugly one, and that is the Eagles visiting the New York Giants. I made the number 3 in favor of Philadelphia earlier this week. That's exactly where it is. And, you know, when we started our discussion earlier today, I was kind of thinking Giants. Malik Nabers is back. But, James, once again, you illustrated all the injured players The tackle, I think it's Andrew Thomas, probably their best player on that offensive line, out for the Giants. Still Thibodeau's gone, and now Lawrence as well. Too many injuries on the Giants side for me to get there.
Yeah, defensively, Burns and Lawrence really banged up and nursing injuries, so nowhere close to 100%. Having to go up against a really good offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the other side is we just don't know from the Eagles standpoint, what is their identity? And Barkley coming back, I think, is that going to be something? And maybe that is. And it most likely probably would be something where I think for Sirianni and that offense in particular for Barkley to just get a number of touches going up against the banged up defensive line for the Giants here and really kind of ball control and keep that prolific offense of the New York Giants on the sideline, Pritch.
I tell you what, there's a reason why Barkley went to Philly, though, right? So we can beat down the Giants twice a year.
You know, I think those are angles you can lean on, too. I wouldn't be surprised if Saquon had a big game. But you're right, James. I just don't know quite what to make of this Philadelphia team. Anyway, that is going to do it for another episode of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by our friends at Circus Sports and the Westgate Super Contest, the Westgate Super Book. Come on down and visit these properties. A couple of the best sports books in the entire world. A couple of the best football contests on the planet. Have a great weekend, guys. And hey, for our team here, let's build upon a positive. 3-2 last week. Let's keep it going, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the games. And we'll see you next week for week 8 in the NFL right here on the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
Don't you just love football?
God, what a fun sport.
Subscribe today on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts to receive weekly alerts as soon as the show's available. Good luck with your contest selections.
Pay that man his money.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.